Okay. Moving on to books. So you've had books, you've been on New York Times bestseller, got a new book out. Where does your passion for writing come from? Is it the money, or is it where does the passion come from?
I've always been a writer. So I wrote my first book when I was 5.
What was it about?
It was about kindergarten. It was 80 pages long. It was 80 pages front and back. And, you know, in my notebook paper. And I bound it. I remember binding it with, like, some string, some construction paper and some string. And I made a little cover or whatever. And it was called, you know, My Year in Kindergarten. And it was all about the shenanigans of my kindergarten class, because that's when I learned the word fuck for the first time. This kid named Kareem wrote it on the board, and I was like, what is that? And, you know, it was like a major time in my life, like, where the word fuck, I learned, you know, so it was like I wrote this book about all these shenanigans and all the things that I learned, including the word fuck. I mean, I learned other things too, but I learned the word fuck in kindergarten, thanks to Kareem, who used to also eat rocks. So there was like a lot to write about, you know what I mean? So that was my first book. And I loved it. And that summer, I think the summer after kindergarten, I was in Brooklyn with my grandfather. And my grandfather, every morning, would walk with me to his job whenever he had me. You know, he would hang out with me for probably, you know, a couple days of the week or whatever. My grandfather, who I affectionately call Abuelo, my family is Puerto Rican and Danish, and so he was my abuelo, and so Abuelo would, you know, walk me to work in the morning with him sometimes during the summer, and he would stop, and he would get the New York Times, you know, out of the little newspaper stand, and I remember him opening it up one day, and I had read to him my book about kindergarten, you know, which I remember him laughing, like, he just couldn't stop laughing, because it was so, I mean, come on, there was a lot going on in kindergarten, you know, there was that whole, like, I'll show you mine if I show you yours thing going on, under the table, like, there were, like, all these things happening in kindergarten that were so inappropriate. Like, my life has been inappropriate since the beginning. Like, I saw my first penis in kindergarten. Like, it was just like, oh, it was too much information. Because it was, you know, and it was the same guy. It was Kareem. Kareem, I don't know what happened to him, but he was taking his penis out. He was writing the word fuck on the board. He was eating rocks during PE. Like, I don't know who did what to Kareem, but whenever the teacher would leave the room, he would just, like, wild out. And so I wrote this whole book about, you know, Kareem and how horrible he was. We learned a lot. And this is in St. Thomas. So this is a 30-mile island in the middle of friggin' nowhere, you know, and we only had, like, 4 television stations. And so I'd never heard the word fuck before. It was amazing. So anyway, my grandfather opened the New York Times, and he stooped down, and he showed me the New York Times bestsellers list, and I was 5 years old, maybe 6 by this time, and he said, you see this list? This is where all the best writers go. He said, if you keep writing the way that you do, if you never stop, you're going to be on this list one day. He says, never stop writing. You're really good. And I remember, he told me, he's like, and only like 10 people make this list. It's like the best of the best, you know, and this is where you're going to be. And I was 5, maybe like going on 6, and because it was the summer, and he closed it up, and we kept walking, and I never forgot that day. So in my head, at that young age, I thought, I'm going to keep writing so I can be on that list. And then 20 years later, at 25 years old, I was on that list because my grandfather told me that's where I belonged. He died when I was 7, and so I just always felt like it was him, you know what I mean? Like, it was him the whole time. Like, he told me, you know, and I feel like he carries me. You know, and that it was him. And I made it once, I made it twice, I made it 3 times. And he told me I would. So it's been a passion of mine ever since. Money, what ruins the passion, and the passion has been ruined for me. Don't think I still have it. It has been ruined for me quite a bit. I'm just starting to get back into it now, which is why I've been so quiet for so long. Because the business ruined it for me. Money and the machine and people telling you what to write and how to write, and this is what we're going to name your book. Well, I want to name it this. No, we can't. We're not going to name it that. We're going to name it this. Okay, well, can I write about this? No, you can't write about that. You're going to have to write about this because this is what's selling right now. You know, and so it's like it just takes the love and the joy out of it when it becomes a business.